This recording, Iran 14, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Get Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Karma Get Secure? Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of a territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a super big private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That street was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in a mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed to the work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave her an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for a beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling "Kama, Kama," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Kama was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back and her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Kama and gave her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with the clothes and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying that much. But Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Doing something, and then, you know, warm up your food and doing another thing. So how you can manage that? That the best thing is, for example, we can manage that is that while you, one day that most people is doing warming up, sitting by the TV, watching movies, then when it's ready, food is ready, having your other food and start the other thing. I personally think, okay, why don't we going to start doing one thing while the food is in the like a heater or microwave? So probably we couldn't finish that one in like a minute. But either so, we have done a part of that. So we've had a part of that. That's the thing I'm thinking that we have to do most of the time.